Okay.
All righty. I'm going to go ahead and roll the recorder. Nice thing is it's all pre-recorded, which means if you don't like the question or the answer, it's easy to fix.
Okay, great.
How's that for simple?
That sounds pretty simple.
And it takes all the pressure off, too.
Right.
All right. I'm going to turn the recorder on here.
Check. 1, 2. Hey, we got levels. Good. Here we go. Joining us right now, Stephanie Hartman from Mid-State Technical College. Tomorrow, big event coming up. It's a job fair. Now, this is something that's getting more and more common, but you've got a lot to offer there at the tech school, don't you?
We do, and we are very excited to have 57 employers registered coming to meet with our students and community members about employment opportunities.
What types of businesses are taking advantage of the job fair?
Well, there's a lot of local businesses, and then we also have staffing agencies. We have colleges that will share information about educational opportunities as well as job openings. We have healthcare and industrial. So we pretty much wrapped it up with every area that you can think of.
One thing we've seen through the years is that the technical colleges have to adjust to what the market needs. And there's been a lot of talk at the government levels and that, you know, they need to get people ready for the new marketplace. Are you seeing a lot of your graduates coming out in these newer or modified fields and a lot of people just waiting to snap them up?
Oh, we do. And areas that I don't think we think of as modified, such as like machining, but somewhere like Point Precision is just waiting for our graduates because we train on the latest software and the latest, technology. And they are ready and excited for our graduates to graduate because we do have them job ready.
And that particular business is planning a big expansion next year as well, so they're going to need even more graduates.
Exactly, and they will be here, and we're excited that they're coming.
Are there other businesses that are in a similar situation that are just anxious to get these new grads because of the high-tech training that you didn't have years ago?
Exactly. HL Welding is a good example, JX Enterprises. All of these folks are looking for the latest and greatest graduates that are trained and that they don't have to, really train from the ground up. They can take their schooling. They know exactly what the employer is looking for, and they're able to jump into a job that an employer would have had to train weeks and weeks for someone who didn't have the education.
Looking at tomorrow's event, what time does it start and end, and where is it at?
Okay, we begin at 10 a.m. We go until 2 p.m. It is on our Wisconsin Rapids campus in the E building, which is on the far end of our campus with the gymnasium. So it's a pretty large building. It's hard to miss. There's a capital E on the front of it.
So if anybody is looking at moving into the workforce, go check that out. And I would imagine you also have information about your college classes for people that are interested in these fields.
Absolutely. We'll have information available about that as well. And the campus is open and operating. Classes are in session, so they're also able to take a walk around campus and get some information.
Anything you'd like to add?
I don't think so. I appreciate the opportunity to share the information.
All right. And just like that, we get to the easy question, if I can use your voice on the radio.
Absolutely.
Okay.